drag shows, school choice, rogue prosecutors, and a border lawsuit. All that and more in today's Texas Minute. Welcome to Thursday, January 26th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Two lawmakers want to go after prosecutors who refuse to enforce state law. Meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott and the Texas GOP are pushing hard for school choice, despite the issue having failed to get traction in more than 20 years of trying. But first up, there's been a rise in so-called family-friendly and all-ages drag shows in recent years. Those would be banned in Texas under legislation filed by Fort Worth Republican Nate Schatzline. His proposal would amend the state's Business and Commerce Code to define drag shows as a sexually oriented business. This means minors would no longer be able to attend. For what it's worth, earlier this month, Texas Scorecard released a documentary titled "It's Not Gonna Lick Itself." It tracks the recent eruption of hyper-sexualized drag shows targeting children around the Lone Star State. Look, it's hard to watch, absolutely, and you might want to wash your eyes out afterward, but folks probably need to see what's going on inside these shows. Could this be the year Texas lawmakers enact school choice? Governor Greg Abbott is pushing the issue hard as part of National School Choice Week. Efforts to enact school choice legislation in Texas have failed repeatedly since the mid-1990s. This year, school choice is one of eight legislative priorities set by the Republican Party of Texas. School choice legislation has been filed in both the State House and Senate, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick supporting the effort. On the other hand, Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan and the Texas Association of School Boards have expressed varying degrees of opposition to the effort. At the end of a six-hour board meeting, much of which took place behind closed doors, trustees in a North Texas school district gave their scandal-plagued superintendent a vote of confidence by unanimously approving a new contract through 2028. The board also declined to share a much-anticipated report on a probe into how Superintendent Holly Ferguson and other district officials handled the sexual abuse of elementary school students by a Prosper ISD employee. That sex abuse scandal, by the way, has the district in a $10 million lawsuit about the circumstances around a bus driver molesting two girls and the ensuing cover-up. So, you know, I guess I can see how it'd be embarrassing for the school board to extend a contract during the same meeting when they release a report showing who let that sex abuse scandal run unchecked. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Each day on the Salcedo Storm Podcast, I talk about the issues that matter to Latinos and all Americans. The Salcedo Storm Podcast, I hope you'll join me weekdays wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime doesn't pay, and refusing to prosecute it might be costly for liberal prosecutors. Under proposed legislation, the state's attorney general would be permitted to sue district attorneys, criminal district attorneys, and county attorneys who willfully disregard Texas law. The legislation was proposed after some of the more liberal district attorneys and counties around Texas claim they will not prosecute abortion crimes or other laws with which they disagree. Leading the charge against these so-called rogue prosecutors are State Representative David Cook of Mansfield and State Senator Tan Parker of Flower Mound. Both are Republicans. If their law goes into effect, these elected prosecutors could face fines ranging from $1,500 to more than $25,000 and possibly be removed from their seats. The Texas legislative session is underway and will end on May 29th. Texas is one of 20 states suing the Biden administration over a plan that would see 36,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela enter the country every year. The state's attorneys general argue that these are arbitrary changes that are overstepping the administration's actual authority on the matter. Leading the lawsuit is Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton, whose legal maneuverings have successfully thwarted several of the administration's border plans. Check out these stories as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at texasscorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Daryl Frost, Aaron Anderson, Sidney Henry, and Emily Wilkerson. Today's Texas Minute was produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.